Good morning. Good morning. I'm coming here for you from God's America Church, and I just want to be here to just keep give you words of encouragement. We're going through a difficult time right now, and sometimes we just need something to lean on a bit. So I just want to bring you words of encouragement to keep on going on. To keep that candle burning. The title of my message is Unconditional Inheritance. And we're going to start off with Luke chapter 15, starting at the 11th verse. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey unto a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. This word righteous means just doing what you want to do, not caring, not having no consequences, just being thrifty and just wilding out. And when he arose, he spent all. There arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to the citizens of that country, and he sent him unto the fields to feed swine. Now, as we know, eating swine, in them times, that was unclean.
Yes.
Unclean. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. And arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and held compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And I just want to bring you back to 11. And it was here a certain man and two sons. And as you know, this is a this is a parable, but the names were not mentioned because the names were not important. Go with me to Psalms, the 91 chapter, verse 10. We're going to do 10, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And we'll skip along to 14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because her hath known my name. And 15 say, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. See, this is loyalty and respect on both ends. So God is trying to tell you, if you call on me, I will be that one to bring you out. So all he's asking is recognition, to know, hey, I am the one who keeps you and saves you. Go to Colossians chapter 3, verses 23-24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, is to the Lord and not unto men. 24, knowing that the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Right here is stating ownership. Taking Christ, taking what he's prepared for us, and acting like it's heirs, it's heir inheritance. It what belongs to us. It's taking everything by the bootstrap and holding on and trusting. Okay, I'm going to Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them, on his hand come ye blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom I prepared for you from the foundations of the earth. So a lot of us, so God is preparing a place. So it's weird when you have an inheritance you never knew of. And I will finish off with Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sacrificed thee. And I ordained thee the prophet unto the nations. The principle I'm trying to get to you, like as in the prodigal son, names did not matter. Because if the son had a name, the father had a name, it would be important. But being that they did not have a name, meaning it was a universal principle. Now keep in mind, and let's go back to the prodigal son that spent everything. He asked for his inheritance. So basically, when he left, he was not only left, he was disowning everything he knew. But when time and trouble, when famine, when time of trouble came, he came running back, thinking he's unworthy. But his father, with open arms, took him back.
I see it.
Names did not matter. And as I see, Christ prepared the place. He already made provisions for us to carry on. But if we don't tap into that, we wouldn't know. In these difficult times of trouble, just know we are heirs to the throne.
Yes.
Meaning, if you're heirs to the throne, certain things qualify to you. I noticed at school, one of my classmates was real rich, real well off, because her father was well off. And everybody was like, you can't talk to her like that. You know who she belongs to? That person was speaking up for her, saying, you know, but see, if we travel, if we're in the bloodline of royalty with God, people would know who we belong to. Hold on. Hold on just a little while longer. During the Old Testament to the New, there is blueprints all over that of taking ownership. Keep in mind, he can't offer you something you don't accept. But in case you do, he said, I've already prepared a place for you. You ever came to somebody's house unannounced because you were just in the neighborhood and they tell you, I wish you called? But do you see, a father, it's already been laid. The foundation has already been laid. So in case you don't come or you do come, it's already here for you. Hey, Miss Lottie, I was expecting you. Come in. Like, remember in Deuteronomy states that enemies would be coming from one direction and scatter for seven different directions. You know, these things did not apply only to Old Testament. New Testament, now. But we have to take part. If he says, if you will accept me, I will welcome you in. No, like the prodigal son, he was doing God knows what. But It does not matter. It does not matter the walk of life you come from. It don't matter what sect from a gang you came from. It doesn't matter what PJs you come from. It does not matter. Keep in mind this sickness that's going around. Does it matter who it affects? No. These are real important times, and I believe God has preordained, God has preset all of this to come about, so we will realize and be aware it's Him. It's Him who keeps you. It's Him who delivers you. It's really important to just see everybody talking about ancestry.com. All we got to read is a book. We know where we came from. We know what's prepared for us. All we have to do is walk. His father took him back. No matter what he did, it was unconditional. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His inheritance was unconditional. So it does not matter where we've been. It's all about where we are and where we're going. We have to know where we belong, who we belong to, who keeps us. And He wrote this down so we, as a constant reminder of where you come from. It does not matter. It does not matter. I don't think about the walls of Jericho coming down. God giving them instructions. How many of y'all have walls right now that y'all waiting to come down? This did not matter only back then. It matters now. Like when He said, when we are sick, by His stripes we were here. Were mean it was already done. It was already manifested. We are healed regardless. It does not matter what walk of life is. It doesn't matter. It's done. And He just now telling us, you're welcome. You're welcome. Ladies, it's night. You're welcome. The drug dealer around the corner, you're welcome. And you can come in if you would have me.
Come on in.
Hallelujah. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Sit with me. Your table is already laid out, and you have a name tag.
Hallelujah.
It's already a place set for you. Just walk on in. Walk into the goodness. Walk into the promises.
Hallelujah.
That I have already preordained for you. Just come in. So, God knew these times are serious. But He wants you to understand, you know, He's serious also. I know what you're going through. I know what your cupboards look like. I know what your refrigerator looks like. I got you. All the promises and everything's listed is already prepared for you. Names, that these are just examples of what applies to us. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for the word that you just gave us. May this word be absorbed and just soaked in our hearts, soaked in our spirits, soaked in our minds, Lord. That give thank you for giving us a reminder, but yes, it is a place for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, by giving us another time, for showing us your grace and mercy,
yes, Lord,
on our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your name, amen.
Amen.
And now, as I say these difficult times, as I say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you took your family through. It doesn't matter. All he's telling you is just put it down and come in. See what I prepared for you. So right now, as y'all looking, as just open your hearts, if you feel that, hey, just accept me. Just accept Christ. I tell you, things not going to be always cookies and cream, but yes, I will keep you and sustain you.
Yes, yes.
So all you just have to just give your life today. Tomorrow's not promised. As we know, 10 days from now, not even promised. The next minute or second. I encourage, if you feel that you're tired of running this rat race and you want to be a part, just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. As you are, just accept him. He already has your name. He's anything else. Okay. Take this time.